Take hold. Engage. You are now entering the Cerebral Podcast. Joke of the day. People often ask me, when did your crutches become easier? My answer is, when I realized I really am half Polish. Thought of the day. When is a crutch not a crutch? When it becomes a tool to navigate the world. Hello, and welcome to the Cerebral Podcast. This podcast is about promoting disability engagement by using thoughts, actions, and everything in between. This is episode 0. My name is Rob Targos, and I was born with cerebral palsy. I am over 45 years old. I have a moderate level of CP. I also have dyslexia, diabetes, and anxiety, amongst other things. I have had some moderate successes too with previous work experience at Nickelodeon, and I have lived on my own for over 15 years. I have lived both on and off of government assistance. Here are some more quick facts about me. Number one, I was born 2 months prematurely in the 1970s. Number two, I had a stroke 2 days after I was born, which I wasn't told about until I was in my 40s. Number three, I developed spinal meningitis in the wound, which left me with cerebral palsy. Number four, I had 4 surgeries by the time I was out of high school. Number five, I climbed, descended, and fell down stairs each thousands of times. Number six, I spent years struggling with quality control over my mind, body, and the expectations of myself and others. That is 6 of 1. Here are half a dozen things that happened to me because of my disability. Number one, I am armed with more knowledge on all sides of my body, including inside and outside. Number two, I can act like a Muppet and absorb things like SpongeBob because of my work with Sesame Street and Nickelodeon. Number three, my beliefs are limited to the ones I have, not to the ones others have for me. Number four, my success starts in my own head, my own room, and in my own home. Number five, whenever I make a mistake, I can still fall back on my process. Number six, my disability isn't always about me, and it often raises questions, fears, and anxieties in others with disabilities. My disability goes beyond me. For years, I have used cerebral palsy as an oxymoron, using the cerebral against the palsy. I have also struggled with quality control issues. I've had my disability for over 45 years, and over that time, I have gotten some unique opportunities. Because of my disability, I was chosen to be an extra on Sesame Street in 1978, and I also got the opportunity to meet with all of the executive producers of Baywatch in the 1990s. Baywatch might be considered an oxymoron by listeners, depending on your perspective of the show. For example, did you know that 40 episodes dealt with some type of disability or trauma? Not many people know that. More about that in future episodes. I have spent most of my life and career handling different aspects of social-emotional learning and quality control. One of the goals of this show is to use concepts like neuroplasticity and neuro-linguistic programming to think differently about disabilities. One of the examples I've used for my own life is turning the PT of physical therapy into personal training. Another goal of this show is to create a safe space where we can talk about many issues and layers around disabilities and vulnerabilities in general, and even joke around about them. Many people who have temporary disabilities do not find humor behind being in a more vulnerable place. But when you have been managing your disability all your life, humor can be useful in finding more than your funny bone. There will be thoughts, jokes, and discussions about tools and methods to get around in the disability space. I am a big believer in the DIY, do-it-yourself mentality. I am not a therapist or a doctor. I do not have a degree beyond a Bachelor of Arts in Communication from Marist College. I hope to create a thoughtful arena where people with disabilities or parents or anyone interested in disability topics can use social emotional learning, self-healing, and post-traumatic growth to rev from 0 to 60. The 6 T's that I use are think, trust, tool, try, test, and train to build the road to owning my environment. I love language, pop culture, TV, movies, music, and I hope to share some other things as well in future episodes. To inject some more humor with a purpose, my Bruce Springsteen glory days are behind me. I am not speaking for myself, but rather to improve the thoughts in people's heads and in their own worlds so we can have a different conversation. If you have taken nothing else, you can take this. I can tell you, I don't have a lot of money, but what I do have is a very particular set of skills. Skills that I have acquired over a very long career. You can listen to the show on Podbean, iTunes, and Google Play. You can join the show Facebook group at The Cerebral Podcast. You can also email the show at thecerebralpodcast@gmail.com to send questions, comments, and ideas for the show. Just recording this episode has made me and other people I know uncomfortable. But it takes effort to be vulnerable, be accountable, and be respectful in the way you treat others and yourself. You can be the biggest variable in your life when you take ownership.